Hey everyone, it's Sal here with another video. Thank you for joining me again. This episode here, as I've titled this video, has to do with this platform I stumbled on called PocketNet. So this video, I'm going to be talking a little bit about PocketNet. I'm not going to go so much. I'm not the expert on it, but I did want to share this new platform with my viewers. This video is also going to be a slash podcast episode, which is, I believe, episode number 17, which will be devoted to the single topic of PocketNet. So I've got a crossover video here slash podcast. So before I begin, please, if you enjoyed my videos, give them a thumbs up. If you enjoy my content, please subscribe to the channel. Like I've mentioned, there's a podcast, the Tech Left podcast. You can find that on the platforms of Google, Apple, Stitcher. You can subscribe through there. It's audio only. And I think this will be released as audio only on the podcast platforms, as well as a video. Now this will be video here, so you can watch the video since I've got myself in front of the camera. But let's begin. I'm going to be referring to some notes that I made because I just can't remember everything about this new platform. So PocketNet is currently in beta mode. I'm just looking at it right now. I have it up here and I'm currently logged in. So I'm going to also share some screenshots so you can see what it looks like, as well as when you visit the web page and all that. I'll have a link in the description. So if you want to check out PocketNet, please use the link. The only thing it'll give me is a little number there that'll show me how many people have joined through my link. That's all. So I would appreciate if you guys want to try it. You should try it and use that link. Now, what is what I find great about PocketNet, we're just going to get right into it, is that it's a decentralized platform. It's a platform for people to connect, publish, and discuss content on the internet. So it's decentralized. There's no central server. There's no corporation behind it. And it's a social platform based on the blockchain. And from what I read, it's based on Bitcoin. But I'm not going to get that technical. What you could do is visit the website, read the white papers, and see how all that works. I have looked over the white papers, and the first half I can understand how it works, how you get rewarded. The second half is how the rewards are calculated and created and how much can be created, and I'm just not going to get into that. But again, and I'm just sharing this platform with everyone, so if you want to jump aboard and try it out, I would encourage you to do that. Another feature about this platform is censorship. That it is self-policing. There's no one going to be, if someone doesn't, sorry, if we're talking about Twitter shadow banning, Facebook shadow banning people for posting stuff, that doesn't exist here. If someone comes across a post and they don't like it, they can just vote it down and they won't see it again. At least that's what I've heard and read from my findings. Okay, so if one day some organization out there wants to shut down PocketNet, they can't, because there's two ways to access it. So there is no central way, so you can't shut down that single server and shut down the platform. It is operated by many nodes that are all over the world. They can shut down the web portion of it. So if you wanted to access PocketNet through a web page, you'll have a hard time getting there and sharing content and stuff. The second way to access PocketNet is through at the moment, as of this recording, mid-March 2019, is the PocketNet application. It's Windows-based. You install it. If for some reason someone is trying to take down PocketNet, trying to shut them down, censor it or whatever, using, from what I understand, using the application, you'll still be able to access PocketNet because it uses a proxy server, so it won't use anything external. It'll just connect to the nodes and you'll be on there reading and sharing and all that. Another thing about this website is that you can earn Pocket Coin, which is the token currency for this platform. And that currency is used to advertise. So I'm not going to get in much about the advertising, but from what I've read, an ad buyer creates an ad and selects from a list of creators that they want to publish that ad on. And so what happens is they send out the request with the ad, and then the creator will decide if they want to have that ad on their page. And then if they do agree to it, they approve it, transaction's complete, they get the Pocket Coin, and the person gets their advertisement on that person's page. So you can earn a currency on this platform. Okay, and there is other ways of earning it as well. There's if you're a content creator, you can earn Pocket Coin through likes and posting comments. And if you run a node, you can also earn Pocket Coin as well. So there's three groups that will earn Pocket Coin. It's the creator content, the creators of the content, the people that maintain the nodes, the developers. They all get a piece of the pie. The developers get a small piece, about 5% from what I've seen, just as their reward for maintaining the platform and building it. In terms of, like I've mentioned, self-policing, it is self-policed by the platform participants with good reputation. You get a number, a reputation number, and I believe the higher it is, the more reputation you hold, the more weight you have on the platform. There is no recording of viewer habits, keystrokes, or searches. At the moment, there is no search, but it is going to be implemented from what I've read. Your login, your sign-in is actually has no email address, no username. As soon as you open up an account, you're given a 12-word, it's an ID that is given to you, and it is not stored on the platform, so you have to keep your access. I can't even call it a phrase because it's just random words, 12 of them that make your login. And you can either log in by typing those 12 words manually or creating a QR code, which is given to you at the beginning when you sign up. So you can save that QR code and use it to you upload it and sign in to the website. PocketNet is available again through a web browser, and it is enhanced for mobile devices. So you can get it on a phone, a tablet, a desktop browser, as well as a desktop application, which, like I said before, it's for on Windows. Now, posting and participating is free of charge, and there are daily limits, and that will again depend on your reputation level. So when you first sign on to the platform, you will have some daily limits, and as you post and earn reputations, those limits will increase so you can post more content. Positive ratings will lead you to earning Pocket Coin rewards, and you just earn from there on. Now, when you sign on to PocketNet, you will be creating a personal profile with an avatar on the blockchain. You will be able to post content on your channel. Give ratings out of a 1 to 5 scale on posts that other people publish. When you subscribe to other users on the platform, you can either make it a public public or private subscription. So if it's private, no one should be able to see who you're subscribing to. You'll be able to request donations in Pocket Coins or other currencies. So I believe there is a feature in your profile where you can add in your Bitcoin wallet and accept donations through that. You'll have an integrated wallet that shows the balance of any winnings of Pocket Coin based on the content that was highly rated by other people. You also have the power to flag illegal content. And there's also a peer-to-peer, one-on-one, and chat group feature. Right now, from what I've seen as of this recording, it's just a group chat of all the users. I think the peer-to-peer is coming Or if it's already on the platform, I haven't found it yet. I just haven't dug deep enough. So other than that, that's what, from what I've seen, that's PocketNet, decentralized fights censorship. That's the whole idea. No corporate ownership behind it. I mean, one of the reasons why there is no corporate ownership is because if you kind of like what happened with WhatsApp, they've developed this great messaging function. And in the end, because it's a corporation, it can be sold and everything along with it in terms of, let's say, privacy that can be changed. I really like that idea. And you're also earning some kind of currency, which you can use back into the system for promoting your posts, advertisements, and all that. But what I, you know, hopefully you guys watching will give it a shot, give it a try. Censorship is going really, really hard and heavy these days. A lot of people are getting banned, they're getting blocked. So this is just another tool for freedom of speech, for people to express themselves without, you know, having to worry about big corporations trying to shut them down and silence them. And if someone does find something offensive, they can always hide it, and so they'll never see it. And if there's enough from what I've seen on the platform, low ratings, it can be there something can be done about it, because especially if it's flagged illegal content. So hopefully, guys, you guys will check out PocketNet. It's a great platform that I like, and I'm currently on it. If you want to jump aboard, please use the link below and give it a shot. Post some content, and hopefully we'll see you there. Hopefully you enjoyed this video, and again, you can subscribe to me on this channel, subscribe to the podcast, the Tech Left Podcast, and we'll see you in the next video. Ciao for now.